Blog Talk Radio.
3G Radio.
So excited, man. I thank God for allowing us the opportunity to come to you once again, live 3G Radio. Those G's stand for giving God the glory. We established this radio station here via the internet maybe about 2 years ago, And what we wanted to do was bring the people the opportunity to give God glory for some of the things in their life. I know sometimes we're going through so much and we don't realize that the way we made it out is because God saw us while we was in it. Amen. See, God is the only one that can pick you up in your mess, still see you in your mess, will pick you up and dust you off and prepare you for ministry. Come on, can I get an amen? We know all of us wasn't acting saved all the time, although we knew God, but we weren't acting saved all the time. And so right here on this station, we like to be honest. We like to be truthful because we know we all fall short and nobody is better than anyone else because we've all have sinned. And if you've sinned once, you've sinned a bunch of times. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the radio. I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for what he's doing in your life. Man, I know there's some awesome things going on this week. Like I said, next Sunday is Mother's Day. So I want to say thank you to all the mothers that stepped in when we needed you. Those who birthed us, those who taught us, who loved us, in spite of what we were doing, they prayed for us. Those praying mothers, I really want to send a shout out and I love you and a thank you to those praying mothers. I know my mother, Linda Davis, is a praying mom. My family is full of praying mothers, and I am so glad that they held us down. That they, when we weren't thinking about them, they were praying for us. I know it was times where we were, you know, not in a place where we thought about God, but God gave us to some praying mothers. So I thank God for praying mothers. I thank God for my wife who was a praying mother. She prays for my children. She prays for me. And it's an awesome thing to have someone in your life that can pray for you. Man, I am so excited. Man, I am so, so excited about what God is doing. We got an awesome show tonight. We got, you know, sometimes during the week, I'll be preparing for a show. But then when it gets close to showtime, God has a whole different plan. And I thank God for his plan. Come on now. So many thoughts of a man's heart, but it's his plan that ultimately prevails. I thank God for his plan because his plan is for us to prosper. Come on, amen. His plan is for us to do good, amen. His plan is for us not to struggle, to be the lender, not the borrower. That's his plan. But so many times we're living our own plan, and we're forgetting that God has already set things up for us, amen. It is an awesome day just to know and to be loved by God, a God that will forgive us. I know some of the things that I did, man, I am so glad that he forgave me. Well, other people didn't forgive, God forgave me. And there's a song by Dietrich Haddon. It's called, he says, I'm so glad that God is not like man, because man would have condemned me a long time ago for some of the things that I've done. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The reality, y'all, is that I know who I am. I thank God for where I am. I've made mistakes, but I know that I'm not perfect.
Anybody ever been here?
Every day's a rat race, moving at a fast pace, y'all. Never seen me get a break, never seen me get away, no. If it ain't working hard, it's being a dad or mom. I'll be the first to admit I'm neglecting the relationship. I'm not talking to you, just spending time with you. Like I should, forgive me, I'll get better.
Conference call or playing basketball. I may forget to pray.
Perfect. I play that because I know that I got issues, y'all. I got Christian folks issues. I got saved people issues. Now, I ain't going out and running around killing nobody and none of that stuff, but I do have issues to where sometimes I don't want to pray. Come on, any of y'all ever felt like sometimes I just don't feel like praying right now? Life is tough. I don't feel like going to God. Remember, this is 3G Radio. We can be honest. So have you ever felt like I just don't feel like praying? I don't know if it's being that you're waddling in your mess or whatever the case is, but I know sometimes with me, I couldn't muster up that I want to pray spirit, Lord, take over me now spirit. I didn't have it in me, and I had to be honest with myself. And sometimes God is so good, He'll know exactly what you're going through, and He'll send someone else that says, you know what, let's pray, or can you pray for me? And sometimes that's all you need is an unction from God. That's what being all-knowing is, knowing that what you may be going through. I know it's been times where I didn't want to pray, and what God would do is send somebody to me who was really going through it. And the mess that they were in was a lot worse than what I was going through. And it made me think to myself, like, well, boy, you are tripping off some trivial stuff. If you don't get up there and do what you're supposed to do and speak to God on behalf of someone, you know, pray for someone, encourage someone, bless someone. So the reality is that we are able to bless people just by speaking into their lives, just by speaking the word of God into their life. And sometimes that's all people need. You ever felt like you just needed somebody? Oh, Lord, I need somebody just to speak into my life right now in Jesus' name. And so that's what we do. That's what I want to make sure, that we had a voice, that we are able to give God the glory. That's what this is about. I give God the glory for you. I thank God for you. I want to say happy birthday to Minister Jeremiah. That is my dog, man. Him and his wife, and his lovely wife, they are celebrating their anniversary, and we wish them many more to come. It's crazy because I've been knowing Minister Jeremiah for many, many years. And to see him now, Lord, 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 to see him now, well, Lord, you brought him a long way. His wife, too, because I remember her, too, back in the day. But see, God can take someone who doesn't look like they're all that, come on now, and He can move them from faith to faith. Come on, He can move them from glory to glory. He can take them out of where they're at and put them in front of you, and they'll deliver a powerful word into your life. That's how God, if God can use, come on, let's be real. God used Peter, who was cutting people's ear off. I'm a lot like Peter. See, sometimes I'm trying to be like Christ, but I'm a lot like Peter in my actions. Sometimes I just fly off the handle, might cut your ear off or something like that, and got to ask for forgiveness. And I know God be like, oh, Isaac, oh, Peter, oh, Isaac, you're always doing something. You got to get rid of your old self. And so I thank God for the change. I thank God for helping me, his spirit helping me combat my own issues. You know, even Apostle Paul said, I got to die to myself daily. I thought that was the most profound statement. You know, when I broke it down, I got to die to myself daily. Yeah, I got to kill my old man. I got to kill the old man in me, because the reality is that if he has the opportunity to rear up, he will rear up. And sometimes it's so difficult to kill your old man, because your flesh often likes some of the things that you've done. And it feels good to your flesh. But that right there is a telltale sign right there that something is wrong. Amen. We're talking about flesh today. So I'm gonna get into our subject in a moment, which is the journey back from flesh. We got an awesome show. 3G Radio, y'all. 215-383-3958. That is our number here. So if you got a testimony, give us a call. You know, if you got a prayer request, give us a call. We want to pray for you. We are looking for an opportunity, because we know that so many people are going through something right now. There's people that may be in your own household, come on now, that are going through some things. And we're family here, so you can call, talk to us about it. You know, I know sometimes we don't want to let our business out in the street. We don't want nobody to know. I don't want nobody to know what's going on in my life. But the reality is that God knows, and God will share it with somebody else. And all of a sudden they're praying for you, and they don't realize what they're praying for, but God does. See, that's the type of God we serve. I thank God for those who are listening, those who call in. And it's crazy. One day I get a call from my guy, Ike. Me and Ike, we kind of grew up together. We ran the streets in Phoenix for many, many years, and then we both failed. You know, we both failed, and he's been away for a long time. But one Tuesday evening, I'm sitting there, and someone's on the line. I click in, and it's Ike. I felt so blessed, because what he did is he contacted me from where he was at. That spoke volumes to the love that this man has. He said, "Big bro, I am so proud of you. I love what you're doing." And I said, "To God be the glory. To God be the glory," because if it had not been for him, I don't know where I would be. And I know that we oftentimes think, you know, this is where I'm at now. This is where, you know, I wish I wasn't here and blah, 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 and all of that. But the reality is that where would you be if God hadn't stepped in when he did?
Of a rainbow, sketch it into a wet sky. It's no wonder how he can do every little thing he does for me. If it hadn't been for you, where would I be? What kind of God can give and create a skyscraper tall? What kind of God can use a pattern of color to give it a name like fall? It's no wonder how he can do every little thing he does for me. And if it hadn't been for you, I'd be at the bottom when you told me there's a place at the top for me. I'd be on the backside when you showed me there's a place in the with unconditional love. What kind of God can take away my guilty shame and give me grace to rise above? It's no wonder how you can do every little thing you've done for me. If it hadn't been for you, I'd be at the bottom when you told me there's a place at the top for me. I'd be on the backside when you showed me there's a place in the front I should be. I'd be on the outside looking in when you prepared me table for
Yeah.
Man, oh my gosh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Do you ever just want to give God praise? Come on now. Somebody just give God praise right now, just for what he's done. I mean, what he's done for you today. You woke up, your eyes popped open, you were home, you were at work on time, got the kids out, and you're able to feed your children. Just give God praise for the small things, what you consider small. Somebody else may consider giant, but sometimes we forget to give God praise, to give God glory, and that's why we're here. We're 3G Radio, y'all. 215-383-3958. That is our number. Give us a call. I'm so thankful for God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, God, for being God. Lord, for loving us through the pain, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for loving us through our issues, God. Lord, I thank you for just being there, Father, when we weren't thinking of you, Lord. Lord, you have been so awesome in our lives, for you have protected our children, God. Lord, the little scrapes and bruises that they've gone through is nothing compared to what life could have been, Father. I thank you for covering us, God, with your precious, precious blood, Lord, for strengthening us and loving us, God. I thank you for all that you're doing, God, for being there, God, in the midst of it all, Lord. Lord, I'm asking, Lord, that you look down upon those who are struggling, God, financially, God. Bless them with more than enough, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God, with more than enough, Father. Lord, strengthen their budgeting, God. Strengthen their life, God. Give them the mindset to want to do things according to your word, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Give us peace in our decisions. Continue to love on us, God. Forgive us for those sins that we've omitted, committed, those things we left out, Father. Forgive us, God, for we are your children, God, and we are in need of you. Never leave us, God. Continue to love us, Father. We'll continue to give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I am so grateful for tonight, y'all. This is 3G Radio, man. We're giving God the glory, man. We're playing some wonderful music. Sometimes just the music in itself blesses me, and I find myself in a place of praise. And when you're in a place of praise, that is the perfect place to be at. That is when you're communing with God. You're on one accord. You are praising God for being God. When we worship God, we show God what he's worth. We take time out of our life to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you, God. I worship who you are in my life. You've done so much for us. I thank God for his grace and his mercy, Lord. So I want to get into what our show is about today. Today's show is about the journey back from flesh. And I know. So sometimes it seems easy to go and do some of the things that we've done. You know, I used to smoke and hang out and everybody was cool. You used to, and we're still cool. They aren't keeping me from doing anything. I want you to keep in mind, 1 Corinthians 15 and 33, what does it say? Don't be misled. Listen, don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. Don't be bamboozled. Bad company, come on, I know you finished it, corrupts good character. There is no way to continuously hang around the folks that you've been hanging around with or those that you dealt with in the past and not be affected. Let me say this, or not be infected. See, infection hurts. I don't know if anywhere you ever had an infection, but infection is more painful than the actual scar or the actual situation. Infection can cause you to lose a limb or lose something dear to you or close to you. Don't be infected by bad company. I want to read something. I often go to the internet and I look at some stories and some things people wrote. And I because we're all part of the same body, I like to share what some of the things that I see, so that way you may not appreciate it as much coming from me, but when it comes from somebody else, that may something in that may hit you. So this is in regards to being misled, 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. It is impossible to live a life that is unaffected by other people. The attitudes and opinion, like pollen, blow into our lives, shaping our perspective and influencing our decisions. When one godly person's life sharpens another's, it's a good thing. It yields a harvest of mature fruit over time. But I can think of several instances in my life when I allowed a negative influence of others to sway my better judgment. It happens a lot of times when we're young, sometimes even when we're older. In grammar school, come on, we can sneak out of the classroom without the teacher even knowing. Y'all know in high school, don't be such a drag. Come on, we can go to the party. You know, we got alcohol, whatever. Let's get it ours on. College, let's get peace. It won't hurt. Let's skip class. You know, and then mess around and skip class, and you have your teacher's covering something that you really, really needed. As a married woman, do you think my husband is too tight with money? Do you think yours, you know? He wasn't, but I don't have a discernment yet, or, you know, the way we look at things. Sometimes other people come in our lives and they leave a little bit of themselves. And sometimes if what they're leaving is not positive or influential in a positive way, then what they're leaving is can be detrimental. Be careful of what you allow in your life. You know, be careful of the spirits that you're around your children. Come on now, I'm a parent. You can't come around my kids with just no any and everything. You can't come around with me with all the any and everything. Because the reality is that bad character does corrupt, bad company does corrupt good character. You can be trying to do good all your life and then the wrong people come around and now that spirit that they have, it will affect you. You have to be cautious because, believe it or not, people are watching you. Your children are watching you. Those people on your job are watching you. People are looking for a glimpse of hope. And at times, the way that you endured, the way that you've gotten past things, the way that God has blessed you, that's the hope that they are looking at. They're looking and saying, you know, if God can do that for them, they can do that for me. So don't be fooled. Don't be tricked, bamboozled. Don't be infected by bad company. Now, I also want to talk about how sometimes when we're trying to come back, why does the road seem so different trying to get back to Christ or to that place in Christ? See, what happens is that once you step away, now you found yourself not only with bad company, but bad baggage. You ever found yourself carrying someone else's baggage? You didn't have this when you started off, but now you have attitude problems. Now you have insecurity issues. Now you have financial issues. Now you're depressed. This is baggage. This is some of the stuff that they talk about. You know, now you're carrying this and trying to come back to Christ, and you realize that it's a lot difficult because some of that stuff that you're carrying, it's not going to be allowed where you're going. Amen. Sometimes we're trying to carry too much back to God. We're trying to carry so much, and you're wondering why the road looks different because now you're carrying so much that your walk is different. You're not walking with that burn, that bounce in your step. You're not walking as if you ever. Now I'm gonna get right to you. You ever been in church? Oh, I know, huh? You ever been in church and you looking at the saint or the Christian or the brother or sister next to you or in pew number 3 at the corner or right in the middle, and they look so down and deep, depressed and all of that. And in your mind, you thinking, are we serving the same God? Because I'm excited. I'm singing and praising. Some people can't even praise God in church because they're going through so much. How did you get up intentionally, put on your good clothes, brush your teeth, comb your hair to go meet God Almighty in the place you come to praise him, and then you get there and you can't even sing the songs that you've been singing all your life because you have too much going on. You've been infected. Come on now. You've been infected. You're sitting down and you're allowing this infection to move throughout your body, to move throughout your home. Do you know infection? When people lose their limbs, let's talk about diabetes and all that. When people get that, when diabetics or whoever, they lose their limbs, it's because they had no blood flowing. Come on. Whew. They had no blood flowing to that particular part. The blood stopped going. It wasn't able to produce like it needed to. So for that limb to live, there an infection began to go in there and began to eat away. Come on now. It began to eat away at that particular part of their body. We can't let the body of Christ be infected. Come on now. Because you allow bad company to come in to your home, to your circle, to your life. You have to be cautious, and we have to guard this body of Christ. This is who we are. You can't let an infection come in and destroy the body of Christ because of your negligence. We have to get back to where we're supposed to be in Christ Jesus. Everything that we desire is in Christ Jesus. God put it all there for us, but we often allow the infection to run rapid and we do nothing about it. We're afraid to say something. We're afraid to pray. We see someone with a stanky attitude in church and we get a stanky attitude. You've just been infected. You've just been infected. And you watched yourself get infected and did nothing about it. And then you took that, come on now, you took that same infection and spread it like a wild disease. And it began to run rapid, and you saw it run rapid, but you had the cure. Come on now. You had the cure. You were able to speak to that infection. Come on now. You were able to heal that infection. You were able to speak against that infection and stop it where it was at. But you failed to because it felt good to your flesh. The journey back. Why does the road seem so different now? You're carrying too much. See, what happened is that the enemy thinks that he knows you because you showed yourself to him when you stepped out of Christ. You exposed yourself. You ever felt like sometimes you had some, you know, somebody had a hold on you. They knew so much about you. They really wasn't good for you, but you kept dealing with it. You kept dealing with it. And it's like, they got a hold on me. I love him. They got a hold on me. I don't know what to do with, man. I really need her in my life, man. Dog, I'm telling you, man. I don't know what I'm going to do without her. They were cheating. Not really in the physical form. What was going on is that they were getting inside knowledge of you from a source that knew you, the enemy. So let's be realistic. If the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, how would he know how to kill, steal from you, or destroy you? He's been watching you. Of course he's watching you. When Jesus went up on the mountain, just as soon as he gets through praying, all of a sudden here comes the enemy. You know, I can give you all that down there. He was watching. He was trying to entice him. The enemy's been watching you. And you've showed him some of your weaknesses. You showed him that you still got a taste for cigarettes. Come on, you showed him that you still got a taste for liquor. You showed him that you still got a taste for drugs in your life. And he's looking at you, understanding that, oh, yeah, it's just a minute before they fall. You showed him that throughout all your holiness, you still have some weak areas in your life that you just haven't given to God. Now, the reality is that God is all-knowing and all-seeing. He's an awesome God. If you decide to just give it voluntarily, Lord, I have an issue in my life. Lord, take this taste from my life, Lord. Lord, take this idea from me, God. Lord, take these thoughts from me. Lord, deliver me from those things that continuously hinder me. Even the Bible says to set aside every weight that so easily besets you. Why did it say set aside every weight? So that way, when you're running, you can run with perseverance. You can run the race and not get tired. Because it's easier, because we've been preparing all this time, but it's easier to run if you don't have so many weights. My mother used to say, you know what? Weight will hold you down until sin catch you. And I used to be like, ooh, that's good. Because it's true. That attitude, that negativity, that issue is a weight. Why are you holding on to that? Why are you holding on to those things that so easily beset you? Why? So you're trying to take this journey back from flesh, and you're finding it difficult because of the weight that you are carrying. But if we decide to set aside the weight, I want to get into that scripture. That's Hebrews 12 and 1. So it says, therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let's remember a witness is someone who has seen or done, who has been a witness. So if you go to court, and I don't know if any of you guys ever been to court, or you ever been to jail or whatever, you're fighting a case or whatever, or you've been a witness to something, the witness has said, I saw them do this. So that witness that surrounds us, that we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. They're watching us, believing that we can do it because they saw it done before. They saw it done before through Christ Jesus. They saw it done, and they're looking like, what is it? Are you for real? Therefore, Apostle Paul said, set aside every weight. Every weight. That's so easy to beset you. But let's get into the scripture. It says, therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside everything. Let us throw off every encumbrance. Let us strip aside everything that slows us down. The scripture said, including the sin that so easily entangles us. These are witnesses that are in us. Go over these scriptures, go through these scriptures, study these scriptures, embed these scriptures in our life, and then continuously try to run with all the weights on us. Why do you think it seems like you're losing the race? Or you don't even want to run the race? Oh, you want to walk the race, huh? This said run with perseverance. It said strip off everything that slows you down. And run. Not walk and run, not skip and run with endurance the race that has been set before you. Run it. Run like you've lost your mind. Run like you know that you're going to get exactly what he said for. Exactly what he said you're going to get. You're going to get it. You're going to run. But some of us have gotten so comfortable where we're at that we're walking like it's okay. You're walking your infected self, trying to get to the finish line, and then you're running with the infection, a race that's not even yours, because your race isn't filled with infection. It's filled with Christ Jesus. Come on now. It's filled with the Spirit of the living God. That's the race you're running. Your race has a crown waiting for you. Your race has everything God has said is for you. He said that you have treasures and it's just stored up in heaven. They're stored. Why would you put my stuff up there? Because I know you're coming to get it. Hallelujah. Come on. I know you're coming to get it. If you know it's there, aren't you running it? It's there. It gave you instructions to put all that stuff aside and run your race. All you got to do is not give up. Run with endurance the race that has been set before us. Don't get so comfortable when you fall down and go to sleep like the rabbit did and the tortoise and the hare and the tortoise. He got comfortable because he thought he could do it. Oh, I could do it. I could do it. Oh, yeah, I could lay down. He's slow, blah, blah, blah. And he didn't run the race he should have run. He ran the race he wanted to run. Oh, come on now. Are you running the race that's been set for you? Or are you running your own race? I know sometimes your race seems difficult. Come on now. I know sometimes your race seems like it's too much for you to bear. But if it was, you think God would have gave you that race? You think he'd have set the race up for you to win, but made it so difficult that you would not? What kind of, is, you think God is playing games with you? He wants, look at the race that he set before Jesus Christ. Look at that race he ran. Are you stripping aside everything that slows down? Everything that slows. I need for you to think about this. Everything that slows you down. What is slowing you down in your life? Now, because we're different people, we have different races. I'm not racing against you. I'm not racing against Tanya. I'm not racing against Kevin, a DJ. I'm not racing against Lily. I am racing. I am running the race God sent out for Isaac. And I know that God wants me to win. For he said that I am more than a conqueror. The race is nothing. Although it may be difficult at times, Isaac, but you can do it. You know how I know you can do it? I set it up for you. I set it up for you. In order for you to run it the way you're supposed to run it, you need to get rid of something. What are the weights that are holding you down? What are the weights that hold you down? Is your relationship a weight? Oh, it may not be a sin, but is it a weight? Or it said including that sin. Is that the sin that's holding you down? Now, it's not the relationship. With me, sometimes it would be what's going on in the relationship. It could be the relationship. But is that what's holding you down? What's holding you back from running an effective race? Is it the things that you have a taste for? Is it your eyes? Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Are your eyes affecting the way that you run? Whew. Are what you see, because your eyes are wandering, are they affecting the way that you run this race? I want to know. Come on, you guys. 215. You know our number here. I want to know. This is 3G Radio, y'all. We try to keep it 100. 215-383-3958. That is our number. Are you running a good race? What's holding you back? What's keeping you from running an effective race? I mean, this is the time where we be honest with ourselves. Are you being honest with yourself? What is it? Is it your past? Is your past? See, my past is not, don't get me wrong, I've been there. You know, it was times where I felt like sometimes my past would hinder me. But apparently that was part of my race. I had to go through that to get there. Are you running a race that you're supposed to? Are you trying to run somebody else's races? Are you trying to run Sister Jones' them race? Are you trying to run, Bobby Jimmy race or whoever? Don't complain about your race, because your race is only as difficult as you allow it to be by carrying weights and sin, the main thing that God told us to get rid of, the main thing we were instructed to get rid of so that we can run an effective race. And maybe you're not looking at the right things. Maybe your eyes are the issue. Maybe your eyes are looking at her instead of him. Come on now. Maybe your eyes are looking at him instead of him. Verse 2 says, fixing your eyes on Jesus. Why would you do that? Because he's the author and perfecter of our faith. He laid it out for you. He wrote the script for you. Don't get away from the script. Don't get away from your race. And I know sometimes that your race may seem to get a little crazy and chaotic, and that's understandable, because we're all a work in progress. There's a process that's going on, but you got to stay in the process. But we keep our eyes fixed on Christ, because the reality is he understood the race that he was running. And the Bible says, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising shame, understood he went through it all, despised shame, and after he realized that after it was all said and done, he would sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Where are you sitting today, folks? Are you sitting in a place of complacency? Are you steady trying to run back? Are you running back from your flesh, finding it difficult to get to where you should be? Are you finding it difficult to run this race? Then we simply have to really look at our lives. Cast every weight aside. Every weight. And run the race that has been set before us. For Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And he has placed everything for us. He's prepared the race. He set us up to win. So that way, he will be able to say when it was all said and done.
I just want to make it in. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to cross that river.
Father,
I want to be free from sin. Oh, oh. Life is over. Woo! Just want to have eternal life.
You are my strength.